Hi Lewis, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
You just played the gig, First Emotions.
I really enjoyed it, you know. We were kind of a bit apprehensive because we'd never been to Latvia. And we don't know if anyone knows who we are, but there was a lot of pretty girls in the front row singing along, so it was good.
Cool. So far, so good that we can say for Chapel Club. You have been to a lot of festivals till this one already. Tell me about the best experience so far.
Oh, wow. Let me think. Well, last year, what was our first year playing live, and we did Glastonbury. And we didn't play very well. It was our first ever festival, but we got a massive crowd and they all loved it. And it was a really good show, even though we were a bit sloppy. So that's a good memory. But we just played one in Poland the other week called Opener, which was very good. That was really enjoyable. We played at 2 a.m. and there were like 1,000 people all kind of watching and singing along. So that was nice.
Okay. Well, this weather actually reminds me of UK. and to be honest, I feel better in these conditions than if it was sunny 2 days in a row.
Well, I really like the sun and I don't like the UK weather at all. But it's been okay here today. It would be colder than this in the UK, I think. So.
What do you think about this festival?
I've really enjoyed it, you know. Everyone's been really nice, which is good. Because sometimes in the UK festivals, all the people who work at the festival aren't very friendly to you. And we had a walk around earlier, and you have a lot of games. You have people like throwing basketballs and climbing walls, and you have kind of some stuff like that in the UK, but not as much. And so we were all kind of like going around thinking, this is pretty cool. It's a good atmosphere.
On history of Chapel Club, I guess you started the band with absolutely different members on a first hand, or correct me if I'm wrong.
Mike, one of the guitarists,
okay.
He just wanted to start a band, and he asked me and Liam, the bassist, to get involved. And then Alex joined shortly after that. We did have a couple of other members at first, but they didn't last very long. And then Alex joined, and then Rich, the drummer, joined last of all. And we all knew each other as friends. And
okay.
It all happened quite gradually over time.
Originally, you're from which city?
London.
London?
Yeah.
Which district? Which part?
I'm from southeast London, a place called Woolwich. Not a very nice place. It's not too bad, but it's not very nice.
How the place and how the sounds of London and all the vibes of London inspired you?
You know what? People always ask this because they think we're a really London band, and it must come out in the songs a bit. Especially in All the Eastern Girls, there's a lot of imagery from London because it was written while I was on a bus. The lyric was written on a bus going through London, so it kind of all fed into it. But really, I don't really think about London at all when we're writing songs. I think about other places, like more exotic places or something.
Manchester?
Manchester, that's an exotic place, yeah.
No.
You know what? Actually, Manchester's an amazing city, and after London, it's probably, probably alongside London, my favourite in the UK.
I'm asking this because I just heard the recording of your set today, and I've got some Johnny Marr guitars in there.
Right, okay.
That's what I've heard.
We get that a lot. Mike is a massive Smiths fan. I'm a big Smiths fan. It's not something we ever planned to kind of, like, we didn't really ever sit down and say, well, let's try and, like, do some 80s-style stuff. But that's what a lot of people hear in it. When we've got new songs that are totally different again, so we'll see what they say next time.
Tell me how you recorded your first album.
We just went in the studio. We did it very quickly after we got signed, which I'm not sure was the best idea. I kind of wish we'd waited a while, but which is not to say that I'm not proud of it. I think it's great strengths, but we just went into a studio soon after we signed our record deal with Paul Epworth.
All right.
He's a pretty famous producer. And we only had about 12 songs at that point because we were still a really new band. We'd only played live 4 times. And we just recorded 10 of those 12 songs, and we're like, that's it, that's the album. And yeah, so it was done very quickly, very easily. And it was a lovely experience because it was just so exciting. But I think you probably should have more than 12 songs when you're going to record an album. More than 12 to choose from.
Probably. The struggling point for a lot of bands are second album. Do you have already any ideas for that one?
We're kind of in the middle of writing it now. We've probably written probably about 2 albums worth of material already. But we want to write loads of songs so that we can pick from a lot. it's going to be very different. That's all I can really say at the moment. We're still trying to work out exactly how it's going to sound. We played a couple of new songs tonight that may end up on the second album.
Okay.
But it's going to be very different.
Can you see already, like, directions? Or can you tell me?
We've got different groups of songs that are going in different directions, and they kind of overlap in places. So I think it's going to be more colourful. More colourful and more joyous.
All right. Our nearest future plans, festivals.
Yeah, we're playing in Istanbul tomorrow. And then we've got big ones in the UK, a few more in Europe, like Portugal and stuff. And then this autumn and winter, we're doing a little tour in the UK, and we're writing and recording the album, hopefully.
Okay, tomorrow you will get doubled the sun you didn't get here.
Nah.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Musica Tivo Street. Vias Nove. Vias.
Positivus.
We're from Chapel Club.
Stars shining
like you. I'm having a billboard on this aimless train line. It seems we spend the best hours of our life in flower markets on balconies. Wasted and wanted, more than we've the power to achieve. Hopeless and haunted by a thousand ghosts of opportunity. Look to the setting sun. There's blood on the water, yeah. Grace in every hidden place along the shore.